Real Housewives of New Jersey Reunion Part 1 kicked off tonight, and so far, we have no more compassionate for Teresa. Here we go. Let's talk about it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
AfterBuzz. Okay, guys. So we throw Marty in a pool and we're back here. We're talking about a reunion episode. We have so much to get into with this
season. No compassionate.
But no compassionate.
What was that?
It's her Teresa-ism.
Jackie said she can't win the war of words
so. With her.
I know, and Jackie's so educated.
She's so educated. Yeah. She's really, I mean, God. Okay, so what were our, oh, I'm sorry. Hey, guys. All right, let's introduce
ourselves. We're too excited. Nice we gotta to hop see right you. In.
I am Chelsea Stark Jones, and we are here to talk everything about part one of Real Housewives of New Jersey reunion. And here is my lovely panel.
What's up, guys? Angelo Garcia.
Hey, I'm Angel Saunders, and I'm back from San Francisco. Yes. I missed last week. I'm sorry.
Actually, I think Teresa's in San Francisco right now.
Oh, we just missed each other.
Yeah, you
could have. She's probably trying to hang out with me.
She probably would have. And yeah.
Teresa, she'd have no compassion for you.
I know.
It's okay. Yeah.
Okay, really quickly, what were our initial thoughts of part one?
It was all over the place.
Yeah,
it was like, it was a lot of drama, but not, if that makes sense.
You know what I mean? It was just the yelling.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was saying. It was so much was said, but nothing was said at all. Like, just so much words, a lot of emptiness. And then it kind of kicked into high gear towards the end of it. But we start, you know, so to the right of Andy, we had Jennifer, Dolores, and Teresa sitting on the right. And then to the left of Andy was Jackie, Melissa, and Margaret. So it's also like that clear divide between the groups,
yeah.
You know?
I know, so on purpose. Andy loves stirring it.
Yeah, he does. He loves it. And so he goes around the group and he asks Margaret, you know, she looks a little bit different, and she says she got a generation lift, is what she called
what
it.
What does that mean? Isn't that and, just a normal
right.
one?
It's like, a facelift. It's not like a decade. Like, what is... I don't know what that
means. Yeah, what does that even
mean? She looks...
A generation, like, generation younger?
Yeah, exactly.
No. Is that what that means? She does not.
I think... You guys are nasty. I think it's her way of saying face. Like, it sounds nicer to her, so I think that's what she is calling it, a generation lift.
I feel like that might be a real thing, though.
Maybe. It sounds a lot more glamorous.
It's like a decade lift. It's like...
It's like a marketing tool, you know? Because, like, when you go in, it's like, oh, get your generation
we'll
lift.
Yeah.
It sounds better
yeah.
than a facelift, you know? Maybe?
I don't know. That was kind of weird. I didn't like that.
So, but then...
Let's get a facelift.
We learned that Dolores has had, like, a butt...
Fat transfer.
Yeah. So like,
I would love to do that.
I would too.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I would love to do that.
Wait, you want to plump up your butt?
Yeah, I'll get the fat out of my love handles and put it right in my butt.
Oh my god, you're so funny.
I
love
great.
You. We'll do it together.
Yeah, there you go. Beach season is coming around the corner.
Yes,
I got to look good.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm with you, Angelo. And then, Jackie has gotten a tummy tuck, and I mean that makes sense. She like
two
she said,
sets of twins. That's a lot.
Yeah. I know. After I'm done having kids, like I want to get some type of work. Like,
there's
I don't
a
know
mommy.
What.
There's
lift.
A generation no. left.
Yeah.
There's like a mommy makeover. So maybe that was like part of it.
Yeah, like I make two sets of twins, and they're like
that
young.
Is a lot,
like
honestly.
She kind of like back to back. So like I'm with her on that.
Wait, so she has four kids and they're twins each.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
You didn't realize
cool.
that?
No, I thought she meant like I had twins, just like twins.
Oh, no.
The whole season.
Yeah. You never were like, oh, those two look like this.
Well, they don't really show
their kids. These kids that look
really
alike.
Like, they show them, but it's like fast.
You must be like playing on your phone during episodes.
No, I'm always watching. I'm very intensive.
But the first housewife that Andy chooses to get into is we talk a little bit about Margaret and her little... Everything that she went on with this season. We catch up a little bit with Marlaney and how cute and sweet she is.
Wait, I loved how they were like, she loses everything. She's all over the place. Isn't she like the housekeeper?
Yeah.
They're paying her to do absolutely nothing.
She just makes jokes. She's funny. Yeah. She's adorable. But she loses everything.
She's like family to them.
Yeah,
I was
going to say, I feel like now it's at a part where it's like companionship, you know, more so than like helping out.
Yeah.
She admits that her and Joe take showers together every morning. And the ladies kind of question, like, how do you guys not get it on if you're, like, naked and
but
wet?
They do. 3 to 4 times a week.
But not,
like,
in,
not
the shower,
in the shower.
In the bed or, like,
because
the laundry
room. Because you want to shower. You want to get out of there. I'm sure. It's in the morning before work. They don't have time.
Maybe that's why they do it together, because they don't have time.
I guess.
But I was still want my space.
They're trying to save money.
I would want my space. Oh, or like, if you have a house full of roommates.
You shower with your roommates?
That'd be weird.
And then we learn that, weird transition, Brett and Jan are in a better place with their father-son relationship.
Yeah.
So what her efforts were paying off, apparently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, somehow we... I thought this was interesting because this kind of comes back towards the end of the reunion. But Andy asks the new girls, Jennifer and Jackie, if they had any preconceived notions about the woman before coming into the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Jackie claims that she had no preconceived notions whatsoever, which I kind of call BS because I listened to her on a podcast interview prior and she had an opinion about Teresa before filming.
Especially from meeting her at the book signing.
Yeah, she was like a fan already.
Well, no, but like judgment. Like not just meeting.
Yeah, but
she's
a big fan of the show, so she knows, you know what I mean? Like you have to have some kind of judgment.
Yeah, and so then Jennifer claimed that she owned up to it. She's like, you know, I thought Dolores would be hard to get to know. I thought Teresa would be also difficult. You know, she was pretty honest about it. Mm-hmm. But then Jennifer randomly brings up Oklahoma and just decides to throw a dig at it.
I'm going
to
talk bad about it again.
She just
I haven't learned my lesson.
I really like, just don't think she gets it, you know? She just doesn't get it.
She knows what she's doing.
You think
she knows what she's doing. She's pushing buttons. She knows what she's doing.
So essentially what she was saying was, you know, I've never been around this many group of girls before, and like I've never had a group of girls ask me to go on a trip. Granted, it was Oklahoma. I'd rather it be Vegas or somewhere.
It's like, why did you have to say that?
Yeah,
she could have left it at, I've never been on a girls trip.
Yeah. And she decided, and then of course she goes on to say, you know, I didn't want to leave my family to be in a trailer, and it would take 45 minutes for the police to come, and blah, blah, blah. It's like, really?
Yeah, it was really necessary.
Teresa had no issues with anything. Teresa was just sitting there, like...
Yeah.
Teresa was ridiculous. I could not believe this whole entire...
Yeah,
like this whole episode.
We lost all our compassionate for her. we're just going to say it
t-shirts.
Now.
I know t-shirts are going to be made from it.
Oh gosh, she's so funny, but like not at the same time. Yeah,
she's ridiculous.
Yeah, so the whole Oklahoma drama kind of gets dug up again. It seems like we're going to get a little bit more into it later on.
Yeah.
But yeah, not too much was going on with Margaret personally and her like. Life and her story arc and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a lot going on here at AfterBuzz TV.
Yes, we do. Yeah. Hey guys, before we go on to our next topic of Margaret and Jennifer, whatever we're getting into, we just wanted to thank you guys for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to us, and we truly appreciate you guys supporting us and doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our show, guys.
All right. So, yes, let's get into... They did a cute little thing about the Jersey kids. Just their little montage was really cute.
Cut out Jennifer's kids from there, though, because those kids are not cute.
Everyone... Wait. Their looks or the way they act?
The way they act. Not their looks. They're like little.
Well,
like...
yeah. A viewer did write in and ask, why is Olivia always crying and whining and stuff like that. She seems like she's bratty. And Jennifer didn't deny it.
She's my baby. She's the youngest.
Yeah, there you go. Someone is calling her kid a brat and she doesn't get mad. And then Jennifer writes, oh, she spoils her kids and she gets pissed.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then, we get a nice, good Dolores update. This was actually something that we've been talking about all season long. Dolores and Frank.
Oh, Dolores and David. Yeah.
And David.
Right.
Dolores and
Oh, yeah, and him. And that guy.
So, yeah, I mean, we've seen Dolores. I actually particularly like the season more so because we got to see a lot more from Dolores. Mm-hmm. Like, we know about her charity work now. We know about her background working in, corrections and police
really
officers.
Sweet.
Yeah, like, we got to know her a lot more than just Teresa's best friend, which I actually really enjoyed. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
But she said, you know, in the finale, she said that she was going to move, and she decided not to. She felt like she made that decision,
Too soon,
and when she's feeling vulnerable.
So she's still with Frank?
No, she's with David.
No, well, but like she lives dating with Frank.
No, I don't think Frank lived there.
I thought he did.
Did he? I don't think he lived in that house anymore.
So
it was confusing. And no one knows.
Well, whatever.
Either way, she's in the same house she was?
Yeah, she hasn't left.
Okay.
And David has moved closer to her, and she says they see each other every day. They've been traveling together. They're a lot more, like,
they went to Italy.
That photo was
very cute. Yeah. So it's like,
they're coming together.
So maybe next season we'll see them, like, interacting with one another.
And Frank's building his house. It's like so weird.
It is.
I think
like
Frank does live with her, or at least did, because she was like, "I'm moving out. If you want to stay, you can stay."
Yeah, she said that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so yes, but yeah. So her and David are a thing, and she said that she wouldn't move in with David
unless she has a ring. The ring.
But she lives with Frank, and she doesn't have a ring.
This show is full of contradictions.
She did have a ring.
She chose
to return the ring.
I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
Her and David getting married?
Yeah. Right? I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Like,
we don't know enough about him.
I'm very much looking forward to seeing a little bit more of him on next season, hopefully.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if he's one of those that, like, doesn't shies away from the camera, but, like, I would love to see how she is interact. Like, I don't know, because all we know is her and Frank.
Yeah, we don't even know their relationship.
I wonder if her and Frank, like, flirt with each other. They live together.
They do. You can see it on camera.
Well,
they're always flirting.
Well, yeah, true.
I want to know how Frank, David, and Dolores are together.
Like, when they're building the house and they're all discussing something.
Like, you know they all hang out. Like, they have to all be around one another. So I'm curious.
It's a triangle that I wouldn't do.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's too close.
But Frank's a nice guy, and I'm sure he doesn't, you know, like, push anything weird. You know what I mean? He's a nice dude.
But, I mean, if we had to give an award to the most awkward part of the reunion so far, it would be when a viewer asked... actually, Andy asked this. Do you like Melissa?
Yeah.
And Dolores
she's
kind
very
of
quiet.
Pause, kind of look at Teresa for some type of like help, or may I say yes or no or whatever. And then she was like, yeah, I do. I mean,
and then Andy goes, you hate her. Mm-hmm. Just say it.
Yeah. She paused again after that.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't want to admit it.
Cutaways of all their faces like,
that's hilarious.
It was very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It was very uncomfortable. So awkward. Yeah. I mean,
Andy loves it. He does all that on purpose. Why would he say you hate her?
I mean,
why would he say that?
Wasn't that what you were thinking? Like, well, in that moment, if it took you that long to you know, like...
I guess, but you're just going to blurt out just sitting there. You hate her. Just say it.
Like, she talks so much about how these people are her family, like Teresa and Joe and stuff that. Like, if they're your family, if that's your brother, then essentially you're saying Melissa is an assistant.
She's an outsider. She's by marriage.
But that's just, like... I feel like she tries so... Like, she's so nice.
Melissa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't say mean things. She doesn't talk out of turn. Like, it's just so strange to me.
They should get along because they are both nice. Like, we just said Dolores was nice, like, with her charity work. And, like, she seems like a cool person. And Melissa doesn't do anything to anybody. So. Yeah.
I think they're kind of jealous of Melissa,
to be honest.
Our founder,
Kevin Undergaro. Yeah. And me, Maria Menounos.
So, we also will get into Jackie now. So we
the best. I love Jackie.
Yeah, we have a
she held her ground.
Stacy Johnson in the chat is not a fan of Jackie.
What?
So
why Stacy?
She is actually. Uh-oh. She says that we've been too hard on Teresa all season long.
What? Did she watch this reunion show?
She's
too compassionate. Well, that actually worked.
Yeah, that worked.
So all throughout the reunion, Teresa was just like kind of making slight digs at Jackie, like slight little comments or whatever, and like they kind of bickered back and forth. Mm-hmm. But finally, once it got to Jackie's whole little discussion portion of it, Teresa really just went in, and I get why, but like I felt like they squashed it, like for her to be so like as if she just said it again.
Teresa,
you know, it sounded so fresh
one.
For Teresa.
Well, something must have happened. I feel like something
or maybe
picked
it's
up.
Because they watched the clips during the reunion
and got upset or something.
Yeah, maybe they get upset all over again.
I just feel like Teresa was ready to like before
backstage.
They even sat down on the couches. She was ready to go in.
Something
on
must have happened, like to reignite that fire. There's, like it was already put out. They were fine.
Yeah,
something
it was.
Happened,
she
I'm
was
you.
Very very upset and. And I mean, it was just a war of words. And Jackie flat out said, you're not going to win a war of words with me.
Teresa didn't.
Teresa was, yeah. So what do we think of this whole exchange? Let's just start with like the broad overview.
Jackie's too on her wits for like all this. Mm-hmm. She's just killing it. It's kind of making Teresa not look good.
Yeah. And it made no sense, like all the comparisons that Teresa would make. And then it was okay when Jennifer would do it, but not okay when Jackie would do it. It just was ridiculous. It's like, Teresa.
Yeah.
Chill.
Yeah. Jackie was on her wits. She's a sharp cookie.
She is. And so actually, because you guys are really popping tonight in the chat. Tell us if you are Team Jackie or Team Teresa. We kind of want to take a quick little poll. And I'm just curious what you guys all think in the chat. But I was definitely Team Jackie in this one. Mm-hmm. I mean, 100%. Teresa was calling her a stalker, saying you...
And I felt like you're talking about your fans.
I felt like it was so insulting to everyone else that shows up to your book signings. Are they also stalkers?
Yeah.
If they
say, oh my gosh, I watched the show, I love you, like, can you sign my book? Does that make your fans a stalker?
And like, I loved when Jackie was like, explain it, Miss Merriam Webster. Yeah. Like,
you know, she what for I sure loved? Had no idea what Merriam-Webster was.
I hope she did. But what I loved about Jackie was when she said, shut your pie hole. Because who even talks like that? Like, who is argument and says, shut your pie hole?
She's on her wits.
Does anyone say that? She is.
But, you know, and then, like, the thing is, too, that is really starting to upset me about Teresa is that it is starting to feel more and more, her head's getting too big. You know what I mean?
She's saying it's the Teresa show.
It's the Teresa show. You see, everyone that challenged me is no longer on the show. Yeah. You're like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was just like even you've said that.
And that proves Jackie's point that like people are afraid to go up against you because they're threatened by you and think that if they do, they won't be here anymore.
Yeah.
You know? And I just thought that like
Jackie's changing the culture.
Teresa doesn't realize that everything she's saying just further proves Jackie's point.
Yeah.
You know?
She's giving herself into that grade.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And then Jackie goes on and says that Dolores is a yes man to Teresa, which I kind of disagree with.
Yeah.
No, episode she was. Usually throughout the season, she didn't really, like, show that.
Yeah, there were a few times where Dolores was like, no, Teresa. Like, you need to open your eyes. You're a bad judge of character.
Yeah.
Like, Dolores has, like, it. She didn't just take sides. She knows right from wrong, and she wasn't afraid to speak on it. But this show, it was just like everything.
Yeah, everything Teresa was saying.
I disagree. When they were talking about the necklace, and Dolores was like, you should have said something in that moment about
that
the whole necklace. Like, I think that Dolores...
Oh, Dolores said that?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that Dolores truly does agree that Jackie's analogy was incorrect and was hurtful, and so I think that's why she is bagging her on this issue.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, I disagree with Jackie calling her a yes man.
Does this analogy should be dragged along like this much? Like, it wasn't that bad.
I agree. I don't think it was that bad of an analogy either.
Yeah, I'm just really glad that we finally started talking about, like, other stuff with Teresa. Because remember, like, the first few episodes, the only, like, Teresa's entire storyline. Melissa, you don't make Joe see his dad. That was, like, I felt like 6 episodes straight. It's like, shut up and get a life.
Yeah, so the chat seems to be more on Team Jackie's side.
Oh, good. I thought you were about to say Teresa.
No, I just want to make sure I'm being correct on calling this.
Yeah, you're not cheating, right?
It's a lot of...
Jackie?
It's a lot of Jackie. Shout out to our boy Ronnie Jr. in the chat.
We were just talking about him.
We were talking about... Yeah, so Ronnie is Team Jackie. Teresa is so lame with that whole, this is my show, like, ugh. Yeah, I agree. You're confusing him. With
okay,
Lee.
No, sorry.
And so yeah, so let's move on a little bit to. I stopped taking notes after a while because it just got so and forth. But the necklace came up again.
Yeah.
So we kind of talked about the necklace. We got into the Margaret and Jennifer drama, and Margaret admits to. Okay, so what are our thoughts about this whole affair thing, the Marge Senior affair, dragging Marge Senior. What are our thoughts with that?
I know it's easy to say like, oh, she's just an adulteress and just talk all this crap about her, but I mean, it's no one's business. But like you were saying, we don't know the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like that guy could have been like, oh, like, oh, yeah, I'm not single, married anymore. Yeah. Yeah, like,
or I'm filing for a divorce.
Yeah, we don't know the situation. Whatever. So yeah. Jennifer just be blabbing her mouth off. She has no idea what happened.
Yeah.
That's what makes it hard because you don't know all the facts. Because it's like, normally I would say, okay, I wouldn't talk about someone's mom, but in all honesty, your mom did have an affair with someone for 15 years. And it's not nice to call your elders a homewrecker, but technically you are. I'm pretty sure a 15-year affair with the married man destroyed a family. Like, I'm pretty sure the kids, the husband, the wife.
I mean, was that really an affair for 15 years? Like, there's...
it's an affair, but I just feel like one...
How do you hide that for that long?
We don't... Well, don't see, that's my point. That's my point. We know absolutely nothing about it. So for Jennifer to be talking out of her ass about it and calling Marge Sr. a homewrecker and, like, all this stuff.
And imagine someone saying that stuff about Jennifer's mom.
It's so disrespectful.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't speak out, like... And I understand how Margaret's colorful past and how she ended up with Joe is controversial. Mm-hmm. I get it. But I much rather prefer her being open about the fact that they had an affair and that's how they are where they are than her trying to be like, oh, we're this perfect couple and we love each other and blah, blah, blah. And then later it comes out through whatever magazine or whatever housewife digs up some news and brings out Jan or whatever. Like, she's honest about it. Yeah, it was a sucky situation. They shouldn't have ever had this year and a half, like, love affair with one another.
Yeah.
But she's open about it. Like, how much worse will it look for Margaret if she hid this and then it came out?
No, I agree 100%. She's just being truthful about it.
Being truthful. I'm actually curious about this, too. How do you guys feel about Jennifer calling out Marge Sr.? Are you guys Team Jen on this or Team Margaret? Let us know.
Never Team Jen.
I'm just the left couch. It's just the left couch. Right. The part of it, too, is just it's Marge Sr. Like, how can you be so disrespectful to Marge Sr.? She's the nicest little old lady. Yeah. She's so funny
and
such witty.
A little old lady.
It's like, why are you talking about someone's mom, period? I guess I get that she was trying to make the comparison about the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, but it's also like they do have those unspoken rules. Well, I guess they're spoken. Don't talk about kids. Don't talk about parents. Like,
and husbands. So, but like, I understand you saying the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
Yeah.
But she just kept beating it. Like,
that's still kind of rude too.
It is, but you could just say that and then move on from it. But Jennifer did not back down tonight. She was still going on and on and on about your mother's this homeworker. How can she do this? I loved when she was like, I was thinking about that woman and how hard it must have been for her and blah, blah, blah. And Margaret was like, really? When you were drunk, you were thinking about that
one? She was, I'm sure of it.
Like, that's what I'm saying. That has nothing to do with anything.
She thought about it after the fact, clearly.
Yeah, I couldn't deal.
Yeah.
I could not deal.
Jennifer and Teresa, like, maybe next season, no more.
I don't know.
I actually really like the cast that we have.
I do. It's a good dynamic for drama. Perfect.
Yeah.
Like, it's the perfect setup.
Our girl Lizzie D is in the chat. She is Team Margaret. We got Bev Harmon, Team Margaret.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's
Stacey
on our
just
side.
Feels like we're so biased towards the Teresa couch.
Can they explain?
Stace. I don't like Teresa couch. I'm left couch. I'm telling you.
Oh, I love Dolores. And I do
Dolores is cool.
I do like...
Dolores is annoying me this episode. I'm not going to lie.
I like Dolores. I feel like she's she's like a very, neutral party. Like, she will always have Teresa's back.
Yeah.
But she will call Teresa out when she thinks she's wrong. Like, I think she's Teresa's morality police. And I appreciate that about her because Teresa needs someone to, like, kind of bring her back.
She is loyal to Teresa, too.
I do like Jennifer because she brings drama. I don't necessarily
like her as a person.
I just like that she brings drama.
Yeah, but her as a person, come on.
I don't necessarily like her.
Ex-nay, is that the word?
Ex-nay in a fur J. But no, and I actually really like, I hope Jackie comes back too.
Yeah, like,
I think
Jackie.
She's a very good addition to the cast. She's smart and she also is a good adversary for Teresa. Mm-hmm. Like, Teresa needs someone that could stand up against her and, like, not back down.
She makes Teresa look like a pea brain. And I feel like my punchlines sound like there. Shut your pie hole. Wait, what was that thing that you said that one time? The pig or something like that?
I don't know.
It was like this saying that you said and we had never heard of it before. Moving on.
I remember what you're talking about. I forgot, but I remember now.
Ronnie says, I love Dolores and would love to trade Margaret for her. That'd be my... Oh, he doesn't
like Margaret. Wait, trade Margaret for Dolores. So get rid of Margaret.
Yeah, I don't mind Margaret, but don't see all the hate. He doesn't really care. Yeah, we've talked about
this. I like Margaret.
I love Margaret. She's cool. Ronnie doesn't find her to be that funny. I think she's hilarious.
She pushed a man in a pool. You like, gotta bring him back. She's gotta be on another season.
Yes. So, I mean, we don't really have our table. We don't have our table flipping moment of the night because it just all was kind of a lot. But yeah. I think.
I mean,
Teresa,
it
I think
off,
we like, give it to Teresa if we were. She was pretty. She got there, and it looked like she was about to get there because it cut she, off with her taking Andy's notes.
We well, gave it to Jackie too. Jackie was feeding the fire.
Jackie was feeding the fire. She didn't back down. And it's like, and I really, I can't remember the last time. Maybe it was in Jacqueline, and maybe it was in Jacqueline was on the cast, but like. Teresa hasn't been challenged in a while.
Yeah, no one like Jackie
she hasn't
is
been
so on the point.
How she ex?
Yeah, she's now at a point where she's like finally being challenged. Like,
it really is the Teresa show. It really is.
You think it's the Teresa show?
Yeah, no, like it really is. Like, unfortunately, like whoever goes against Teresa is like going to get dogged on. You know what I mean?
I think that there's
Jackie's changing that, but usually the culture is like if you go against Teresa, like you're stupid. You know what I mean? Kind of.
Yeah. Okay, so something that I found to be really interesting about Teresa, too, is she kept bringing up, and I just felt like this was a low blow and very hypocritical, because she kept bringing up, you don't even talk to your own sister, like, all this stuff.
Oh, I know.
And then after Jackie had already said they spent time.
But, they haven't talked for 15 years. Yeah. But, like, how hypocritical of you, because you and Joe had your own thing going on just a few years ago. Like, you guys weren't talking for a while. You guys were fighting on the show. Like, how hypocritical of you to judge her for having a bad relationship with her sister when not too long ago.
Even that was, on this season, they weren't the best.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I just, like, that was just, like...
And she kept reiterating
she doesn't look
it, like,
into a mirror.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just very, like, this is my perspective. I'm only thinking this way. And I have no, like, you know, I'm not going to shift perspective whatsoever.
100%.
I wonder if after she watches the episodes, if she's like, dang, I'm tripping.
No.
I wish she could come on this show and just, like, explain to us her point of view. Like, it's like they give her so many examples of why she's wrong. And she's still just like,
well, it's not that she doesn't listen. Like, it doesn't matter. You could tell her until she's blue in the face. She does not listen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's her issue. It just doesn't go through to her because she's not listening.
Wait, when Teresa tried to throw that thing and Jackie said, watch it, aren't you on parole? That was so cool.
Oh, that looks like it's coming up.
Teresa's going back to her old ways. She's getting ghetto on it.
Yes. Let's go ahead and jump into some news and gossip.
Okay.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So the news is very Teresa-centric.
Of course. It's the Teresa show.
Yes. So... Teresa was spotted holding hands with a younger man during a weekend getaway in Miami while her husband Joe Giudice, or Giudice, however you prefer to pronounce it, serves the last month of his jail sentence. So if you guys don't remember earlier, I had some news and gossip for you that she was seen holding hands and flirting with a guy at a New Year's Eve party. Mm-hmm. This is the same gentleman.
Ooh.
So Teresa, who is 46, was seen getting cozy with Blake Schreck.
Schreck.
Shrek.
Shrek, that's how you say that.
And he's a New Jersey realtor who is 20 years her junior.
So he's 20, what?
26.
Dang.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. He's younger than me.
That's because...
He's 26.
26.
Joe's just about to get out. Like, that's got to be the worst news. You're getting out, but you're getting deported, and your wife left you, like, the month
before. For a 26-year-old man.
I would think that he would know this, because, I mean, like,
we
also...
He's been gone for, like, 5 years, huh?
No, for... What? Since 2016.
Oh, was she locked up for 5 years? I thought
she was left up for about a year and a half. So this whole ordeal has been about 5 years.
Okay.
She was locked up first, and then he was locked up.
Okay.
Is this where Andy saw her when he said
no,
saw her in Miami?
This was
he did.
No.
I think they just ran into each other on a beach, maybe.
This was months ago. This was taped months ago. So yeah. I mean, like I said, we've reported earlier that if he leaves, if he is deported, mm-hmm. she's not going with him and that they will pursue a divorce.
Yeah.
So there hasn't been any verdict or any decision out yet on if he is, because they appealed it.
Yeah.
And there has been no decisions, but it's looking like it's likely. I don't know.
I mean, they're probably going to get a divorce either way, I feel like.
No, especially after this.
I know. I don't think he's going to come home. Even if he doesn't get deported, he's not going to stay with her.
That's not nice.
Yeah. Ronnie.
To be with someone else.
Ronnie asks, serious question. Could the mystery man be a gay BFF? I saw something earlier, a report that she was with, like, some type of doctor. I don't know if it was a plastic surgeon or something. And people were, like, linking them together, and it came out that he was gay. So I don't know if maybe, Ronnie, you're confusing that with...
I don't know. That looks a little suspicious.
I don't think those are romantic pics, honestly. I think it could go either way.
One?
It could go either way.
I think they look... Okay, so for those of you that are listening, it's a side-by-side photo of Teresa. One is just, like, looking at this guy laughing like he's hilarious, the funniest guy on the planet.
I laugh at you guys.
And then on the other side, it's the two of them walking away hand in hand. I mean, the young gentleman looks like he dresses well. He looks very dapper.
He doesn't look like he's really into her, to be honest with you.
I think so, but it's hard because we only see the back of his head.
Yeah, but look how far he is. He's like walking like so separate.
Well, guys, we don't know.
It could be an action shot. I look so much in everything.
It could go either way, honestly. And just because they were holding hands New Year's Eve, people go out with their friends on New Year's Eve.
Like, you guys.
Yeah, but they're holding hands everywhere. Like, I don't think she's going to hold
hands.
She's
wearing heels. Maybe she
needs
help walking. New Year's
Eve, they said that they were aggressively flirting with each other. I'm just saying, I prefer Teresa to, I think maybe she's so uptight because she hasn't gotten any action lately.
Maybe. That's why she was going crazy on tonight's
episode. I'm sure she's gotten action now with
Shrek
over here.
And I prefer her to be getting something.
Shrek's got it going
Moving on. Melissa, our girl Melissa, MG, was on the Strahan and Sarah show this morning on ABC with Margaret and said that she credits the show for her and Teresa's relationship being so good.
Wait, do you see Andy photobombing?
Yeah. So she says that the show is the reason why they're so good. She says if it weren't for the show, they probably wouldn't be going on vacations together. They probably wouldn't be calling each other up to hang out. And they probably wouldn't be seeing each other as much.
That's interesting. I thought it would be opposite.
I don't know. I agree. I thought it was very strange.
Yeah.
Because now it just seems like your relationship is forced as opposed to being organic.
Forced and, like, more conflict, I feel like, with all the other girls around. You know what I mean?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, how much fun do they actually have on the show? Majority of this season, they've been arguing. So.
Yeah. So what she was saying, too, was, like, if Teresa and I get in a fight, we're more inclined to call each other prior to filming and talk to one another instead of bringing it. So, like, it forces them to, like, resolve their issues quicker, I guess.
Yeah, but that's not real.
I know. We want to see it when it happens. Don't call it.
But, like, it just doesn't feel like it's a genuine
relationship.
Like, they really don't. Like, and I think it was also very telling when Dolores was asked if she likes Melissa and her long pause. Like, I think Melissa and Teresa don't really have... I think they're sister-in-laws.
Yeah.
I think they love each other because they have to, but I don't think they like each other.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
They love each other because they're family.
I mean, honestly, when Jackie was saying a lot of the things that she was saying to Teresa, Melissa just kind of sat there and either didn't say anything or shook her head, like, in a like in agreement.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's jump into some predictions. Let's do that, and then we're going to get out of here.
And now... your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, Angel, let's start with you. What do you foresee?
What do you got for us?
I don't know. I mean, after tonight's show was just, like, so all over the place, I definitely see tears. Of course, more arguing. I don't know. I just see entertainment for us for next week.
Yeah.
I see Joe coming in and stirring some stuff with Melissa and Teresa.
Well, we saw that on the preview.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm predicting it. he doesn't do it purposely. Just him being around, I feel like, causes a little conflict between them because of everything that's already going on. You know?
Yeah. I think grander scheme of things, because they've given us so much to look forward to, like in clips and stuff like that. But I think grander scheme of things, this Teresa and Jackie thing just is not going to go away, and they're going to continue to have, like, a disliking for one another.
Yeah.
And I do think, because Teresa kind of mentions it, like, this Jackie is going to put a wedge between Melissa and Teresa.
Yeah.
Not intentionally. And I think it's more so going to be Teresa being upset about their friendship. And yeah, I think Jackie is a great asset to the cast.
I think
just
it's gonna
because
be a
she really
big divide.
She really gives it to Teresa, and I appreciate that. Like, she does need to be challenged because she does put herself to a higher standard. Because I mean, she is the OG of New Jersey. You know. So, but it is nice to see someone that's not afraid of that.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Changing it up a little bit.
I appreciate
even
it.
Being the new kid on the block just could be like that could make you shy enough. Yeah. But Jackie is like, nope.
Yeah. And that's what I appreciate about both these new girls. It's like they did not back down whatsoever at any point of this season. And even at the reunion, like everyone talks about how intimidating and long the reunion is. Like they're 12, 13 hour days. And these girls.
Wait, seriously?
Oh, yeah. These girls are giving it to him, you know? And I really, really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Miss Brown. Oh, I love it. Miss Brown Sugar in the chat. Sugar S-U-G-A, too. I love it. She S-U-G-A. Says, yes. Joe loves the drama. He says he doesn't, but he always finds a way to drop some tidbit.
That's
what
I'm saying. He does.
And he kind of smiles with it, too, sometimes.
Yeah, he really does. I believe he's the whole reason why Marty ended up in the pool that night.
Yeah, he was like oh, you got to talk to him. Go outside with him. Go outside with
him. Joe is all about the drama.
Yeah, he loves it.
Loves the drama. Yeah, guys, thank you so much for being, like, so hype in this chat. It was fun.
I know. We love when you guys
get
involved.
It was really cool. We love it. Part two is next week, and it seems like we're going to have a lot more to talk about. It really is going to clash and come to a head. I'm still looking forward to it.
I'm rolling left couch the whole time.
I want some secrets to be dropped.
Yeah, some bombs. Yeah, maybe we'll see. But no secret here. I am Chelsea Stark Jones, and you can find me online at ChelseaStarkJones.com and on Instagram at C_S Jones.
And I'm Angelo Garcia, guys. You can find me on Instagram at Angelo Garcia with 3 A's.
And I'm Angel Saunders, and that's where you can find me on Instagram at Angel Saunders.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching and listening and contributing in the chat. We will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
See you guys next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.